Well, let's turn now to someone who was right on the front lines of this policy, working at an immigrant children's shelter in Arizona. He quit his job last week in protest. Antar Davidson joins us. Antar, this shelter was already dealing with kids arriving unaccompanied, but tell us how you noticed the rollout of the new zero tolerance policy.
When you're in a job as intense as this, you don't really care about the news. You get home, you want to chill, you wake up in the morning, you want to prepare for your job. So I was fairly out of the news cycle as this happened. I only noticed the difference based on a very noticeable uptick in general behavioral issues at the shelter. More and more young kids were coming. They were behaving more and more traumatized. One thing that I really want people to understand is the audio clip that came out that was so grating to everyone's ears, that's something that we began to hear every single night, were kids crying like that. And so it just became at a point too much. When the organization was basically handling it more with an authoritarian approach and a very bad approach to this, I decided that I could no longer be part of the organization.
Well, what do you mean by that? What were they doing that you thought was worth quitting over?
There was a night in which the first Brazilians of the facility came, and they were 16, 10, and 8. They had just been separated from their mother the night before. They weren't given a bed the entire day. I was the only person that spoke Portuguese to them. So they, in the night, after not having slept all day and not being given a bed, they were told that they would be separated, all three of them, in a different room. They were told in kind of broken Spanish. So they understood that they would just be separated. So the two younger siblings, they had grasped the older brother, and they were all three crying, and they wouldn't, like, break up. And they called me to come over and translate to these kids that they weren't allowed to hug, to which I responded, I don't know that that's what I'm going to say, but I'm on my way to help. I arrived before the shift leader to this scene of these three siblings holding desperately onto each other. The little siblings saying, you know, we don't, please, like, where's our mom? Please don't separate us, like, to their brother. Please, can we stay with you? And I came up to him and I said, bro, I know this is a tough situation, but you have to be strong in this situation. You have to be strong for your brother and sister. And he looks at me with tears in his eyes and he says, how? He looks me dead in my eyes and says, how? How can I be strong in a situation like this? Where's my mom? To which I could only respond by basically just putting my head down. And then the shift leader arrived, and she very aggressively told me, diles que no pueden abrazar. Tell them they can't hug. And I told her directly, no. As a human, I can't do that. You're welcome to do it yourself. To which she responded to me that she was going to report me to the shift supervisor. And she immediately went over to these kids crying and imminently being separated. She felt it was appropriate to remind these kids that she should enforce the no-touch policy that the organization had. I realized at that moment that was something that I couldn't be involved in. Right. I only stayed two more days, and on Tuesday, I handed in my resignation as a conscientious objector.
So, Antar, did you think, though, at any point that maybe it'd be better if you were to stay in there so that you could help out the situation rather than leaving?
Of course. I had a huge, very successful capoeira class. I spoke to many kids. I took a very strong initiative to get to know these kids, to learn their names. The reason I didn't quit earlier was because I would come home and I would tell my fiance, like, just different things that were happening and how badly I wanted to quit. And she said, like, if you leave, who's going to provide for these kids what you've provided? This instance illustrated to me that until that time, I had been able to provide a very special service to these kids, which was the capoeira. I was teaching English classes, vocational classes. I was able to do that without being told to do things that would go against my morals. But at that moment, when I was told to tell these kids not to hug, I realized that if I stayed, despite the good I was doing, in order to keep the job, I was going to have to start doing things that I felt that were very much against my morals. And I realized that it's not just my morals that these actions are against, but ultimately against the morals of the entire world.
I just want to ask you one more thing. The argument in favor of this policy is that it's got to be a deterrent for people. That this is the only way that you're going to stop people from coming into the country illegally. How do you respond to that?
I guess that they talk about border security. That's the kind of border security and ideas that a person who lives thousands of miles from the border and sits behind a security detail thinks. I live 60 miles from the border. I live in a regular two-bedroom house. No one's more concerned about border security than me, but it completely ignores the reality. The majority of people coming here are escaping these gangs and these organizations that we're supposed to be protecting from. This trauma and this sort of behavior enacted on children now give these kids who perhaps might have joined a gang like this for economic reasons, now gives them ideological reasons, and in the long run is essentially making us much less safe. The idea that this is a deterrent is completely detached from the reality. The less enemies you create, the more secure you are. In this instance, we're creating enemies.
That's Antar Davidson, who used to work in a children's shelter for unaccompanied minors who had come across the border. He quit that job after the Trump administration's zero tolerance policy. Antar, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.